New data released by New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research reveals a significant rise in the number of young people in detention across the state. It's found that 234 young people were in custody by June 2025, a 34% increase compared to June 2023. The data also highlighted the overrepresentation of Aboriginal young people in detention, as they take up 60% of total youth detention. Jackie Fitzgerald is the Executive Director of New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. She tells SBS the data is alarming, but there's no simple solution.
I think we need to look at all stages of the process that leads to young people being in custody. So crime prevention strategies to reduce offending, early intervention, and looking at children with concerns that might put them in the way of the criminal justice system in the future. And then making sure we've also got good therapeutic supports for young people who do start to offend, so that we can make sure that that's option of last resort, a custodial episode, is something we can avoid.
An investigation has found an important koala colony living in the path of a proposed coal mine expansion. Researchers and conservation groups, including Queensland Conservation Council, found 13 marsupials in one night using drones within the Glencore Hale Creek coal mine expansion site. The global mining giant is waiting for approval to widen the footprint of the mine, a move that its environmental assessment shows will disrupt nearly 600 hectares of ecologically significant koala habitat. Council campaigner Charlie Cox says that End Their Discovery should ring alarm bells for Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt. The path has been cleared for a $500 million bilateral agreement between Australia and Vanuatu to be signed off after months of negotiations. Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Defence Minister Richard Marles have led the negotiations with Vanuatu's leaders, giving the go-ahead to the deal, known as the Nakamal Agreement, in a signing ceremony on the edge of an active volcano. The deal will help address infrastructure and economic development issues in the Pacific, as well as resilience to climate change. Richard Marles says the pact reaffirms Australia's commitment to the development of Vanuatu.
It makes clear that it is core business for Australia to be engaged in the human development of Vanuatu. It acknowledges that as neighbours, we have a shared security environment and a commitment to each other, which is embodied in this agreement. And looking to the future, it acknowledges that as neighbours and as close friends, we have a shared destiny.
Anthony Albanese and his Vanuatan counterpart, Jotham Napat, are expected to ratify the agreement in September. According to new Productivity Commission report, the Australian government should better align quality and safety regulations across the care economy. The Inquiry Interim report suggests a national approach to screening care workers, recommending they facilitate collaboration in the Commission of Care Services. The report, titled Delivering Quality Care More Efficiently, is the final of five of the Commission has published over 2 weeks. It calls on Australian governments to jointly ensure that local hospital networks, primary health networks, and Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations work together to plan, procure, and evaluate services for their communities. Such practices, known as collaborative commissioning, can improve the quality and experience of care and close other gaps in service provision. Allegations of sexual offences in the childcare sector have increased by almost 50%, with advocates blaming cultural and regulatory failures in the sector. Body Safety Australia, which promotes childhoods free from violence, says there is a growing safety crisis in New South Wales, where more than 400,000 children attended a care service. It cited a 47% increase in sexual offence notifications to the New South Wales Office of the Children's Guardian between 2023 and 2024. Body Safety Australia lists several gaps offenders had taken advantage of, including workforce instability, inadequate training and qualifications, inconsistent oversight, and confusing reporting frameworks. The New South Wales government is launching a $1 million plan to tackle anti-Muslim hate, including a victim support hotline, case management system, and police training to respond to Islamophobic incidences. Premier Chris Minns says anecdotal evidence suggested Islamophobia was underreported, stressing that naked racism and Islamophobia have no place in our state or a country. The scheme run by the Australian National Imams Council will also provide support services for affected individuals and raise community awareness. The announcement follows a major pro-Palestine march across the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which police estimated drew 90,000 people, though organisers claimed 300,000 people attended. The New South Wales Education Department has told a state inquiry that it's not realistic to close every childcare centre reported for a quality breach. The inquiry comes amid nationwide scrutiny on regulation of childcare centres following several media reports of abuse. Education Secretary Murat Dajjar told the inquiry that due to high demand for childcare access, shutting down every service reported to the regulator can cause havoc for parents. Experts told the inquiry that the sector was overrun with for-profit providers, which were incentivized to provide the bare minimum for children and staff. Georgie Dent is the CEO of The Parenthood, a leading parent advocacy organisation. She says parents are turning away from childcare centres.
There has been a real rise in this discussion around parents wanting to stay at home or have nannies or grandparents subsidised. Mm. And I think that what we have to look at that as is a sign of the extent to which parents do not feel they have options in the current system.
Opposition leader Susan Lee says the toxic algal bloom off South Australia's coast, which has killed tens of thousands of marine animals, is causing a collapse of the ecosystem. During a visit to the coastline and communities affected by the bloom, Ms. Lee says both the state and federal Labor parties must take more urgent action on the matter.
We need all hands on deck here. We need the Labor Party in South Australia, and we certainly need the Labor Party federally. Because Murray Watt can turn up with a clipboard and a whole package full of red tape, but he's not actually supporting these communities. This is a natural disaster, it's a national disaster, and it's a nationally significant disaster.
Earlier, Environment Minister Murray Watt met scientists to inspect the bloom offshore and announced that an expert assessment on the impact will be expedited. The assessment will determine if more species need to be added to the threatened list, which already includes whitefin swell shark, long-nosed skate, green-eye spur dog, grey skate, and coastal stingray. And now in sport, in the National Rugby League, the Melbourne Storm have beaten Penrith Panthers 22 points to 18, extra time in the opening match round of 24. Storms are second on the ladder. Four-time defending champions Penrith are now in fourth spot. Penrith beat Melbourne in last year's grand final, but Melbourne have now beaten the Panthers both time the teams have played this session. In rugby union, James O'Connor will play his first test match for Australia since 2022. He's been picked to replace the injured Tom Lynagh at the critical fly half position for this weekend's kickoff at 1 a.m. on Sunday. Rugby championship opening match against South Africa in Johannesburg. It's the only change to Australia's starting 15 from the side that beat the British and Irish Lions in Sydney a few weeks ago. Australia has not beaten South Africa in Johannesburg since 1963. And now for weather, Albury-Wodonga is seeing showers at 17, Melbourne showers at 15, Hobart showers are developing at 16, Adelaide is seeing showers at 16, Perth is partly cloudy at 17, Darwin is sunny at 33, Brisbane is mostly sunny at 22, Sydney is partly cloudy at 19, and Canberra is partly cloudy at 15. That's all for weather, sport, and the news. You're listening to NITV Radio.